What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, continuing with the trend in the second half of this week where we are just highlighting or doing some very quick bite-sized highlights of some super awesome AI tools. This tool actually came up in a previous episode, a recent episode, where we were talking about some AI startups to watch. And we mentioned a couple. One of them was Udio, which was actually on the list, but was mentioned along with one of the startups specifically because it was being sued for a copyright infringement from some major record labels. So as always, utilize these products in your marketing at your own risk. There's definitely still a lot of murky gray area when it comes to AI generated creative, but this one is so cool and fascinating and interesting. And I think the marketing implications and applications are many and varied, depending on how AI training and AI and training AI models works legally as far as the material that's being used. Before we get into its features and the marketing applications, let's do just a little bit of background on the tool. First things first, what is it? What does the tool do? It's a generative artificial intelligence model that produces music based on simple text prompts. You can generate vocals or inspiration music with the free beta version, which was publicly released on April 10th of this year, apparently. There is a subscription or paid version that does unlock additional capabilities like audio in painting. We talked a little bit about visual and image in painting, so audio in painting sounds very interesting. So even though the beta wasn't made available until April, the product was apparently created back in December of 2023. By the way, I'm just pulling most of this info from the little snippet on Google from a Wikipedia article. The founding team was a team of former researchers from Google DeepMind, one of whom is named David Ding, and he's the CEO of Udio. Okay, so let's hop over to the site and take a look at some of the features and how they are kind of positioning the product. I'll go ahead and share my screen as always for anybody watching on video. They start right off the bat with a headline that prompts you to make your music, create any song, just describe it. And then in a little prompt bar, their example one that they used here is crazy. It says the last song ever. It says the last song ever sung on the planet Earth, which is just so intense and so heavy. And I definitely have to try creating it. I think maybe we'll have to do that at the end of our episode for the demo. I don't even know if I want to hear it, but now I have to. Their first little product pitch here on the site says, create your life's soundtrack. Imagine creating personalized music for your life, a ballad for a romantic date, a banger for a night out with friends, or a lo-fi track for meditation, or an upbeat song for your child's birthday. If you can describe it in text, you can now express it in music. So I think that's just great copy right there, especially that last part. If you can describe it in text, you can now express it in music. It emphasizes and highlights kind of this crazy democratization of creativity almost that AI is allowing us to do for uncreative people like me who, we got some imagination, but just our hands can't translate that to the page. You know, this is our time. This is our moment. Anyway, Udio is also trying to kind of position itself as a tool for those who are already in the music industry. Here again from their website, they say from Grammy winning producers to up and coming songwriters, Udio is a tool for realizing musical ideas. Professional musicians and passionate amateurs use Udio in their production process from the ideation stage to the generation of stems for commercial release. And then lastly, they have this community and sharing feature. They prompt you to discover new music and share your own creations. And I think that's just a great idea in all of these tools. Many of them have this community or sharing feature. And they say, discovering new music, you can discover new music and share your own creations. Once you've created your masterpiece or just a song you like, publish it on Udio for everyone to enjoy. You can follow your favorite artists and join a vibrant community of creators, artists, musicians, and music lovers. So community is definitely like number one hot topic right now in marketing. If you can build a community around your product, around your service, there's no stronger marketing network out there. And Udio is definitely taking advantage of that. Okay. And as always, we are, 100% focused on helping you and your marketing efforts on the AI Marketing Navigator, after all. And so we're trying to always explore how these tools can be used to assist you in your marketing. I'm just going to go ahead and bring the screen back here. And I see just a ton of potential applications. Again, providing the correct copyright and legal environment. But we can at least ideate and talk about and brainstorm about the future implications if that work. For instance, boom, any marketing department can now create like a custom jingle or a custom brand anthem. Why not ask your users or customers to submit ones or have a contest or something to drive engagement and give them a sense of involvement in the brand? You can just look at basic content marketing and storytelling. If you're creating a podcast, maybe, or if you're creating podcast content, if you're creating audiobooks or product demos, which we just talked about in a previous episode, if you're doing voiceovers, then creating soundtracks for all of those content channels just became significantly easier. For social media marketing, this is so super ideal for a user-generated content campaign. You could, again, ask your customers or followers to create and submit their own AI-generated music and drive engagement that way. Super engaging and super great way to do it. You could take your personalization to the next level. We talk about personalization all the time on this show, and you can take certain data points based on your customer interactions or your CRM data points and feed that into some sort of audio prompt and make like a personalized soundtrack for your products or for your users. I mean, what if when your site is being browsed, it's playing a totally personalized soundtrack or something like that? And then much like we talked about demos becoming a trackable and attributable marketing channel in our last episode, where we talked about Supa demos, this tool opens up a reality where songs or audio can be used as marketing content. And of course, in content marketing, we're always seeking to analyze and A/B test everything. So we can literally start analyzing the ROI of a certain audio song versus another and continually try and optimize our product or ad soundtracks. So definitely let me know all of the creative marketing tactics and strategies you're thinking of using Udio for, or that you could use Udio for, or a similar tool. I definitely want to hear your ideas. Okay, so now the moment that I'm sure you've all been waiting for. I'm going to go ahead and play this last song ever sung on Earth, or generate it and see what comes up. Proceed at your own risk for the rest of the episode if you want to. If that topic or that song sounds a little too heavy for you on this lovely Sunday episode, I completely understand and won't blame you again if you skip to the end of the episode. So let's see what it creates here. Here. Okay, there you have it. For anybody who followed along on video or wasn't too scared of the content of the title, it did not end up being nearly as dark as I thought it would, given it was the last song ever sung on planet Earth. I definitely didn't think it was terrible, but you know, I would hope that our last song sung on planet Earth would maybe be like a classic, like a Taylor Swift jam or something. All right. Anyway, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and so, so super helpful to the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me. And remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.